Great music, informative news, and local information. Your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO. AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. Nate Lull with you here again tonight on WCDO. Our marathon week of basketball continues. Tonight we come to you live from Unitigo High School. A great boys-MAC matchup here tonight, folks. You have Unitigo, a really strong team coming in at 4-1 in the MAC against undefeated and state-ranked in Class D, the Delhi Bulldogs, coming in with a record of 5-0 in MAC play. So it's going to be a great game here tonight. Can Delhi shut down Tanner Winchester in this high-powered Unitigo offense? And Delhi across the board has anybody who could put it in at any time tonight. Really a bunch of guys who can fill it up, and that's why they are undefeated at 9-0 overall and state ranked in Class D, and no one's taking them down in the MAC either. Want to welcome you into our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Chambers and O'Hara, located on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all your transportation needs as well as daily rentals and an expert service department. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll tell you more about this great season that Delhi is having so far and the great start they're off to, and also what Unitigo needs to do to try to pick up another big win in MAC play here tonight. I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned for more. You're listening to live high school basketball tonight on WCDO.
Ever go cruising through the local car lots but never see anything you like? Don't let that stop you from checking out Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, and Sydney. If what you want is not on our lot, we'll get it for you. We even make house calls and can bring that car, truck, van, or SUV of your dreams right to your driveway. At Chambers and O'Hara, most vehicles come with a free lifetime engine warranty. Just another great reason to check out what Cork and his crew have to offer. Don't let car shopping be a drag. Find your dream car at Chambers and O'Hara, or they will find it for you. Call today at 563-4311 or stop by on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney.
Do you get hungry late at night? Work second shift and leave starving? Everything is closed, right? Wrong. The Sydney McDonald's drive-thru is open late all week long. Sunday nights till 11 p.m., Monday through Wednesday night till midnight. And yes, the Sydney McDonald's drive-thru is open 24 hours, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. So if you get hungry late at night, no problem. Just stop by the Sydney McDonald's drive-thru on Delaware Ave in Sydney.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household clean-out. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you tonight, live from Unitigo High School. A boys game again here tonight on CDO, as we have Delhi, who comes in 9-0 undefeated, taking on the Unitigo Spartans, led by Tanner Winchester and, of course, Jared Smith and Derek Beams, Jared Jones. They've gotten off to a great start here in league play. They've actually pulled up two guys from JV as well. Dawson Wilsey, a freshman. Dean Reed, a freshman. As remember, at the start of the season, they really only had seven guys. You were one, you know, ankle twist or maybe somebody having the flu away from only having six or maybe five guys on the floor. So head coach Cal Locke had to bring some guys up, and I've seen those guys play a few times on JV this year. They're big guys. They're used to playing on the varsity level in terms of chemistry from football season. So they're used to playing out there with some of the upperclassmen. So that's good to see. We'll see how they fit in here tonight against a very tough Delhi crew, who is led by Connor Gioffi. Connor Gioffi, just a junior, but that's kind of the theme here of this Delhi team. Guys all over the place, a couple of seniors, a couple of juniors, one sophomore, one freshman as well. But really, they can get scoring from anywhere. It's kind of like when we were here a few weeks ago and Unitigo was taking on Walton. You didn't know where the points exactly were going to come from Walton. So Unitigo is going to have to play really solid defense to try to pick up a win here tonight, as they did when we were here a few weeks ago when they took on Walton. And here's a fresh look. These are up-to-date standings for the boys in the MAC. And, of course, it's the playoff system where the top four teams will have a chance to go on, play each other, to see who gets to the MAC championship contest at Suco in mid-February. Of course, Delhi comes in with a record of 4-1, and Green, as well as also, Delhi is 5-0, excuse me, Unitigo 4-1, and Green 4-0, Sydney is 4-1. So right now, those are the top four teams. Again, Delhi 5-0, Unitigo 4-1, Green 4-0, Sydney 4-1. Green, of course, knocked off Sydney earlier in the year, so that could be a big win for them down the stretch. UV is 3-2. Boy, I bet they wish they had that win against Sydney. They lost 48-47 in a game we did here on CDO on Tuesday. That was a tough pill to swallow there for the Storm, almost knocking off Sydney on the road. BG is 2-3. Deposit is 2-3. Walton is 2-3, and we know that Walton's a really solid club. Oxford is 1-4, but I think they're a better team than their record shows. Harpersville 1-4. Afton 1-3. Hancock is 0-5. So that is the up-to-date standings right now in the MAC, with Delhi, Unitigo, Green, and Sydney all in the top four. One of those teams, Delhi or Unitigo, is going to suffer a loss here tonight, and that will shake up the standings. And we'll, of course, try to keep you updated on the MAC standings the best we can as we go through. You can always check back to WCDOsports.com. We have our sports podcast for you there as well. And within the podcast, we'll try to keep the standings as up-to-date as possible. Again, welcome into the Chambers in O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Go over, see Cork and the crew on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney for all your transportation needs. Want to quickly get in our Section 4 disclaimer. This broadcast is a presentation of CDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Well, folks, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have tip-off between Delhi and Unitigo in boys MAC basketball action. Delhi is 5-0. Unitigo 4-1. Going to be a real treat here tonight. I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned for more. You're listening to live high school basketball tonight on WCDO.
This coming heating season, let Morabito keep life affordable. Morabito Energy Products offers customers easy-to-use payment plans designed to help you better manage the unknowns of the energy market, whether it's for fuel oil or propane. Ask us about prepayment options, price caps, and budget payment plans. You'll discover a payment plan option that's just right for your needs. This year, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
Catskill Travel, now at their new location, 24 River Street in Sydney. And now with a great Hawaii group cruise. With two-night pre-cruise stay in Honolulu, April 9th to the 18th, 2015. Visit the beautiful Hawaiian islands of Maui, Kauai, and Hawaii. Staying overnight on Maui and Kauai. Inside cabins and pre-cruise tour rates start at only $17.99. Airfare from Albany additional. Catskill Travel, 24 River Street in Sydney. Call 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Law with you here tonight, live from Unitigo High School as we get set for Delhi and Unitigo. This is one we've been looking forward to all week here on CDO. Let's get through the starting lineups here. First for Delhi, they start number 10, Ben Brannigan. He is a sophomore guard. Number 15, Alex Cantwell. He is a senior guard. Nate Dennison wearing number 21. He's a senior guard. Connor Gioffi, who we said is their leading scorer here, number 22. He's a junior guard. And Matt Ennis is number 50. 6'2" and pushing 300 pounds, they say, for Matt Ince. He's a guy that is looking at some college football scholarships, but he's going to be really tough to keep off the boards here tonight for Unitego, as the big guys are going to have a big job ahead of them down the stretch here, as keeping Matt Ince of Delhi off the boards will certainly be a tough task. Let's run through the starting lineup here for Unitego. It's number 12, he's a junior, Kyle Spaulding. Of course, Tanner Winchester, the senior, wearing number 20. Brandon Beadle, a junior, wearing number 22. Derek Beams, he's a junior, wearing number 32. And Jared Jones, a senior, wearing number 44. Unitego is coached by Cal Locke, and Delhi coached by Mr. Warren Kelly. Unitego in the whole white uniforms here tonight with the Spartan green trim. Says Spartans across the front of the uniform there. Delhi is in the maroon uniforms with the white trim, and it says Bulldogs across the front of the jersey there. For the Delhi Bulldogs, who come in with a record of 5-0, they are state-ranked. They're technically a Class D school this year. So when it comes to sectional time, that's going to be interesting, because they could have a matchup with some of the Class D powers that we've covered this year, like Lawrence and Milford. Maybe they run into South Courtright or Davenport. And I know from going around to a lot of the schools and chatting that some of those Class D coaches wanted to come here to this very contest tonight to get a sneak peek look at Delhi. So Delhi will win the opening tip. As a nice jump there by Matt Ince. He gets up off the floor, wins it. Delhi goes left to right to start things off. Unitego comes out with a tough man-to-man, and they'll steal it away on the first possession with Kyle Spaulding. Spaulding lost the ball there, and Delhi will pick it right back up. And moving forward here will be Ben Brannigan. Brannigan pushes one to the near side, looking for Nate Dennison. And back up top, now to the far side for Brannigan. Brannigan getting worked on here by Braden Beadle. Beadle putting the pressure on him, and it's going to be a backcourt violation on Delhi on Brannigan. He got pushed over the line is what he is pleading for his case, but the Zebra Crew says no, you step back over the line. And some good pressure defense there from Unitego forces Delhi back towards midcourt. So we're about 30 seconds into the contest here. We're scoreless between Unitego and Delhi. Boys action here tonight from Unitego High. Unitego with the ball. They get it down and low for Derek Beams. His layup is up, no good. Rebounded by Kyle Spaulding. Turnaround shot for him in the paint, no good. Ball out of bounds, and possession will stay with Unitego. 7:05 to go here in the first quarter. We are scoreless between Unitego and Delhi. Unitego looking to perhaps pull an upset here on their home floor tonight and knock off the undefeated Bulldogs. They get it in as Unitego goes right to left. Shot here for Spaulding from the right key, no good. Top of the key, that is, broken up. Delhi in transition, back the other way, and their pass is knocked away. And some good defense here by both sides. Ball out of bounds, possession will stay with Delhi. So both teams really getting after it here, jumping in the passing lanes and checking things out on defense. Delhi gets it inside for Matt Ince, up and good, and he just pushed his way through the Unitego defense, puts it up and in. So it's a 2-0 lead for Delhi to start things off. 6:45 to go, first quarter. Here's Unitego. Kyle Spaulding, a jumper from the right baseline, up and good. Spaulding scores the first 2 points of the night for Unitego. We're tied 2-2. 6:35 to go, first quarter. Here's Delhi back the other way. Connor Gioffi drives to the hoop, and he is fouled. And he will head to the line here. Going up for that left-handed layup. Just getting a little bit too much of him there. Was Derek Beams. And Beams will have to be careful here tonight. Doesn't want to get in foul trouble. And the first shot here for Connor Gioffi from the line is up off the front rim, and he can't get the shooter's roll. It actually got up over the rim. Didn't look like it was going to for a second, but he does get it up over the rim, but then it falls off. So still tied 2-2. Gioffi's second shot from the line, looking for his first points of the night, and in. So Connor Gioffi makes Delhi. Takes Delhi back up top 3-2 with 6:25 to go here first quarter from Unitego High School tonight. Thanks for joining us on CDL. Unitego going right to left. They work it inside for Derek Beams in the paint, up and good. Little 5-foot jumper there for Beams, and Unitego takes their first lead of the night 4-3. Back the other way. Here comes Delhi down the right side going up against this man-to-man. Missing the layup there was Nate Dennison. Unitego with the rebound, and Jared Jones will bring it forward. Little jump step here for Spaulding, and he will travel as he tried to get that extra step. Got in and tried to go up with that right-handed layup, but just took one too many steps in the paint. So 6 minutes to go, first quarter, it's 4-3. Unitigo on top of Delhi. Delhi with the ball at half court. Here's Ben Brannigan to the near side looking for Gioffi. Dribbles into the paint, tries to have a little give and go there with Matt Inst off his fingertips and out of bounds. And Inst looking over to Gioffi saying, my fault on that one, should have had it. So possession back to Unitigo. 5:45 to go, first quarter. Spartans on top of the Bulldogs. 4-3 here in boys MAC action tonight. Ball is loose on the floor. Unitigo comes away. Winchester tries to go up with the shot. Thought he was fouled. No call. Delhi going left to right, back in the other direction. Here's Ben Brannigan outside the three-point line. Puts on a little move into the right corner. Behind the back dribble, back up to the top of the key. Man-to-man defense here for Unitigo. Back to the near side. Here's Dennison with a shot. Off the mark, no good. Delhi not crashing the boards there. And Unitigo back the other way. Nice job by Jared Jones to scoop up the loose change. Here's Jones reversing for Spalding. His jumper rattles in. Nice shot for Kyle Spalding, and he now has 4 points to lead Unitigo, and they lead 6-3. 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. And to the far side for Dennison. Now back for Gioffi. Baseline drive, dribbles in. Shot no good off the front rim, and Unitigo looking to break it out the other way. And to half court. Now they'll get it to Winchester. He's at the foul line. Turnaround shot, no good. Didn't have quite enough mustard on that one. Delhi back the other way as they pick up the rebound with Ben Brannigan. Delhi wearing the maroon with the white trim here tonight. Top of the key for Nate Dennison as they go left to right. Now for Connor Gioffi. Works it inside for Ince. Trying to use that size advantage. Pushes his way in. Gets the right-handed layup, but he can't get it to go. Knocked away, and Unitigo will come back the other way. Boy, Derek Beams did his best to try to play defense there on Matt Inns, but couldn't get it to go. Now Beams back the other way, gets it inside, up and good. Derek Beams with the little bucket there makes it 8-3 with 4:05 to go first quarter. Good job in transition by Beams to run the floor, and they quickly got it to him just about 5 seconds into the shot clock, and he scores. Here's Delhi back the other way, top of the key, shot is no good, rebound blocked away by Beams of Unitigo from Brent Brannigan. Now the ball loose on the floor. Beams comes away with it. Outlet pass, and here comes the Spartans. They get to half court. Now they cross the timeline with Beadle, but he has his pocket picked here by Brannigan. He goes coast to coast. Layup is in for Ben Brannigan. His first 2 points of the night for Delhi. And it's Unitigo 8, Delhi 5 with 3:30 to go first quarter. Here's Unitigo going right to left. Back for Spalding, left wing. Shot is no good from the baseline. Delhi rips down the rebound. They go left to right, crossing the Spartans logo at center. And here is Connor Gioffi. He has his pocket picked by Jared Jones of Unitigo. And here is Jones setting up shop for the Spartans. Tanner Winchester still looking for his first points of the night here for Unitigo. He's on the right side, top of the key, tries to split the defense, runs right into Matt Inst of Delhi. Inst is going to run the floor, gets all the way down, and this is going to be a blocking foul on Unitigo as Inst tried to go all the way to the hoop. And a great effort there by Unitigo's Braden Beadle to get in the way and try to take the charge. But Inst goes up for the layup, can't make it, but is fouled. 3:02 to go, first quarter. 8-5 is the score. Unitigo on top of Delhi. Mass substitutions on both sides here. Unitigo coming in with some fresh legs. The only guys that stay in the game are Winchester and Jones. Delhi also coming in with Nate Kraft off the bench, as well as Cody Brewster coming in, and Max Holbert. So some mass substitutions by both coaches here with just under 3 minutes to go first quarter. Delhi with the ball. They get it down in low off the inbounds. And Nate Kraft gets it, goes up, and is fouled. So he'll head to the line. 2:55 to go first quarter. Unitigo leads 8-5. So Nate Kraft, fresh off the bench, trying to make an impact here. He gets fouled off the inbounds pass. And he'll head to the charity stripe for the first time tonight. Nate Kraft, a 6'2 freshman, steps to the line here for Delhi. First shot rolls off and no good. Kraft, a forward, wearing number 24 here for the Bulldogs. Unitigo looking comfortable here in this first quarter against this undefeated and state-ranked Delhi Bulldogs squad. Stepping to the line, second shot is up and good for the freshman, Nate Kraft. Got some good size, 6'2". For the freshman, varsity is certainly where he belongs. 2:50 to go, first quarter. Unitigo leads 8-6. And from the corner is Jared Smith. His shot no good. Rebound for Dean Reed. Kicks it back out for Jared Jones for Unitigo as they go right to left. Dribble drive. Left hand up off the glass. No good. Jones gets his own rebound. It's going to be a foul here on Delhi on the floor. So the foul on Ben Brannigan with 2:35 to go first quarter. Now Alex Cantwell checking back in for Delhi as well as Nate Dennison. So Warren Kelly, head coach here for Delhi, not afraid to roll with some different players out there and get some guys breaks when they need it. Winchester inbounds the ball to Jared Smith. And now a 2-3 zone here for Delhi. Here's Winchester, gets to the top of the key, has to kick it back out for Jones, pump fakes it, now back to Winchester. And for Jones, Jones with a dribble drive, gets into the paint, his shot is up, rolls around and good. Hit the rim about four times before it went down, but Jared Jones, his first 2 points of the night. Unitigo leads Delhi 10-6, 2:05 to go first quarter. Boys, MAC action here tonight. Now some good defense here by Unitigo, just as Delhi gets to the half-court line. They get tied up, and a jump ball will give possession right back here to Unitigo. Braden Beadle just came running up from his spot on the man-to-man, found his man, and then tied him up. So 2:05 to go first quarter. It is 10-6, Delhi, trailing Unitigo on the road. And here is Jared Smith, who will bring the ball up the floor for Unitigo. Gets to the foul line, little running jumper off the mark, no good, but he will head to the line. Jared Smith, the sophomore here for Unitigo, wearing number 10, gets his first opportunity at the line tonight with 1:56 to go, first quarter. Unitigo looking to add to this lead. They lead 10-6. And here is Smith, steps to the line. First shot is up and no good here for Jared Smith. Just nicked the front of the rim and no good. Second shot coming here for Smith. He's just got to shake that one off. Maybe some early nerves in this contest that means so much to these two teams in the MAC League standings. Second shot here is up and off the mark, no good, and Smith obviously upset with himself there. Has to shake it off, get back and play some defense as Delhi brings it up the floor with 1:45 to go in the first quarter. They trail 10-6 here on the road. Unitigo student section getting into it with a chant of defense. Delhi gets it inside. Shot is up and good for Nate Kraft, and the freshman making an impact off the bench. He now has 3 points. He's got the ball down low. A right-handed layup is good. It's 10-8 with 1:30 to go first quarter. And here's Unitigo going right to left. Jones will get it back to Dean Reed. Now for Tanner Winchester. Dribble drive. Gets the shot up, off, and no good. Winchester wanted a foul. Couldn't get it. Delhi back the other way. So Tanner Winchester scoreless in this first quarter. 1:10 to go, and this one knocked out of bounds by Jared Jones. And very active, good man-to-man defense so far tonight here for Unitigo. Spartans head coach Cal Locke having a quick word here with the refereeing squad and saying, I think my man Tanner Winchester down there might be getting a few extra bumps, but when you're Winchester, I think that's what you got to expect. Delhi gets it inside right off the inbounds, up and good for Brandon Leon. His first 2 points of the night. The 6'4 senior has come in and tied the game at 10 apiece with 1 minute to go in the first quarter. Winchester has his pocket picked here. Nice job by Delhi's Cody Brewster. Brewster down the left wing. Pumps it outside for Nate Kraft. His shot up and off the mark, no good. Ball loose on the floor. Unitigo will come away. A good rebound by Kyle Spaulding. Spaulding ahead for Jones. Off the glass, no good. Too hard. Dean Reed comes down with the rebound. Puts it back up. He's fouled. Can't get the bucket, but will head to the line. So Dean Reed, one of the freshmen, 6'2". He's a forward here for Unitigo that came up from the JV squad. It was Dean Reed and Dawson Wilsey. And Dean Reed has had some big minutes here in this first quarter for the Spartans. 37 seconds to go, and Reed to the line. First shot is up. No good. It's waved off, and he actually has his toe on the line, so the shot will not count. Reed not looking very happy with himself there. Boy, that is something that the referees really in all leagues have looked out for, and boys and girls this year, are the way you are set up and if you're going early on these foul shots. So Dean Reed will step up for his second shot. This one is up and good. So his first point of the night gives Unitigo an 11-10 lead with 35 seconds to go first quarter. Here's Delhi bringing it up the floor and crossing midcourt. Ben Brannigan with the ball. Shot clock at 25, game clock at 27. Long three for Delhi. Thought maybe they'd hold to kill some time. They miss it there. Rebound for Brannigan. Brannigan left corner for Leon. His shot up and good. Brandon Leon off the bench with 4 points, and Delhi takes the lead 12-11. 10 seconds to go, first quarter. Here's Kyle Spaulding. Spaulding down the left side, and we'll see here. It's going to be a foul. This one is on Unitigo, though, for a push on the illegal screen by Dean Reed. 7 seconds on the clock, and Reed just got a little overzealous setting that screen. So Delhi leads 12-11. 5 seconds to go. Can Brannigan get the shot off? It's going to be all about clock awareness here. Doesn't look like they're going to get one off. Brannigan can't get it off before the buzzer, and that'll do it for the first quarter. A highly contested, hard-fought first quarter goes to Delhi, 12-11, but this is going to be a great game if it continues like this here tonight. We'll take a quick break again. Delhi leads Unitigo 12-11 after the first quarter. I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned for more. You're listening to Live High School Basketball on CDO.
New York Central Mutual Insurance of Edmonston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, New York Central Mutual has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com or call directly 800-234-6926. New York Central Mutual is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull with you here tonight on CDO. Delhi leads 12-11 over Unitigo. Boys basketball action tonight on CDO. Unitigo with a long three to start off the second quarter from Dawson Wilsey. No good. His first action here tonight. Delhi in transition. Back the other way. Shot up for Brandon Leon is blocked away by Jared Jones. And Jones will bring it up the floor. Crosses half court. Little stutter step there. Passes inside to Derek Beans. He's blocked as he tries to go up. Ball out of play. But will remain here with Unitigo. 7:17 to go in this second quarter. Delhi on the road trying to remain undefeated at 5-0 in the league. They lead 12-11. Tanner Winchester with no points in that first quarter. He comes in averaging just over 21 a game. We know he can get it going in a hurry. Just needs to get that first one to fall. Winchester with the ball. Kicks it out for Jones. Right baseline. Shot is up and good. Jared Jones with 4 points. So it's Beams, Jones, and Spaulding with 4 points, and Dean Reed with one. And Unitigo has a 13-12 lead. Delhi back the other way. Knocked away by Dawson Wilson. Goes diving out of bounds to try to save a ball. But it will be still Delhi possession. Good hustle, though, by Wilsey. So Delhi inbounding the ball. They're going to skip it right over the defense. A wide-open three for the Bulldogs' far side. Won't fall there for Connor Gioffi. Back the other way for Unitigo. Jones with a shot. Up and no good. Winchester is fouled as he goes back up, and he'll have his first chance of the night for some points from the foul line. Good rebound by Winchester. Couldn't get the follow to go, but will step to the line. Connor Gioffi with 1 point for Delhi, and he comes in as their leading scorer, averaging 11. And Winchester, as we said, averaging 21, looking for his first points of the night for Unitigo. First shot is up and rattles out for Tanner Winchester. And now another mass substitution here for Delhi. They like to do it in waves, two or three, even four guys at a time, as they will go back to the starting five now with Brannigan, as well as Cantwell, Dennison, Gioffi, and Matt Inst. Winchester's second shot from the line is up, and he can't get the roll. That one hit the rim about two or three times, rolls out. Derek Beams, a rebound, couldn't get that to go. Fans wanted a foul. They won't get it, and Delhi will bring it up the floor. So Unitigo leads 13-12 with 6:35 to go, second quarter. And here to the near side for Gioffi. Works it down in low. Shot is up, and no good for Delhi there, and a rebound for Winchester. He's doing all the other little things here tonight, even though he's not getting the ball into the basket. He's getting rebounds, getting steals, and playing solid defense. Here's Winchester with the jumper. Can't get that to go. Rebound for Beams. He puts it up. He's fouled. And we'll see if this one's on the floor or if it was a shooting foul. Both teams now with four team fouls. This might be the fifth for Delhi. And yes, it will be. 6:15 to go, second quarter. So Delhi with five team fouls, Unitigo with four. Unitigo holding on to a 13-12 lead. And both teams getting some good looks here tonight. And boy, a lot of shots that go about halfway down and then seem to pop back out for both of these teams. Dawson Wilsey will go back to track it down here for Unitigo off the Winchester inbounds. Gets it right back to Winchester. Unitigo on the home, white with the green trim here tonight, goes right to left. Skip pass on the 2-3 zone to Winchester. Back to Dawson Wilsey, far side. Now for Spalding, gets into the paint. Shot there, no good. We'll have a foul underneath the basket on the rebound and a stoppage on the clock here with 5:58 to go in this second quarter. And I believe that's going to be the second foul on Derek Beams of the night, and yes, it is. So Unitigo clinging to this one-point lead with 5:55 to go before the half. Delhi brings the ball up the floor. A little dribble here for Connor Gioffi on the crossover. Back for Nate Dennison. Dennison top of the key, working against this man-to-man defense of Unitigo. Almost a steal, and now it is here for Beadle. Beadle back the other way for Unitigo, lays it up and in. Braden Beadle, his first 2 points of the night for the Spartans. Unitigo leads 15-12. Nice steal there by Braden Beadle. And here is Delhi. Back the other way for Ince. To kiss off the glass is too hard. Winchester knocks the rebound to half court. Unitigo back the other way. Shot no good. Spalding with a rebound. Up and good. Count the basket for the Spartans. Crowd loving that one as Kyle Spalding hits 6 points on the night. Followed up the layup miss from Braden Beadle and then put it home. So a nice night so far for Kyle Spalding. And that all started when Tanner Winchester pretty much had to karate chop the ball to half court for the rebound, and Unitigo was able to take off from there. Delhi is going to take a timeout before this free throw, so we'll take a break. 5:20 to go, second quarter, and it's Unitigo on top of visiting Delhi, 17-12. I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Kyle Spalding steps to the line trying to make this a three-point play for Unitigo. It's the Spartans on top 17-12, 5:20 to go before halftime. Foul shot is up too hard off the back rim, no good. A rebound, and we're going to have a foul. Let's see who this is on. This will be on Unitigo. It's going to go on Braden Beadle. And to the defense of some of the Unitigo guys, they're just having a tough time getting around Matt Inst. The senior is 6'2", pushing 300 pounds from what we're told by the Delhi coaching staff, and he's getting a lot of great looks. He's a very good football player, but very agile, too, for a big guy. And he's really a load to handle down low for Unitigo here tonight. Delhi back the other way. A quick shot off the break is no good. Ball is on the floor. Unitigo comes away with it with Jared Jones. Jones will work the ball up the floor, gets it to half court. Jones into the corner, lost it, ball again loose on the floor. Delhi will come away with this one, and Alex Cantwell. Cantwell ahead for Connor Gioffi all the way to the hoop, but Winchester got a hand in there and was able to knock it away. 4:48 to go, second quarter, and boy, the fans are into it on both sides here tonight from Delhi and Unitigo. Referees are not safe with any call here tonight, no matter what way it goes. 4:40 to go, second quarter. It's 17-12, Unitigo on top. Working it back up top here for Kyle Spalding outside the three-point line for Jared Jones. Jones will now leave it for Braden Beadle. Beadle for Dawson Wilsey. Back out for Jones. A long three-pointer here is short. Out of bounds, but saved at the last minute. Unitigo keeps it in. Dawson Wilsey a long three. No good. Jones off the glass. No good. Unitigo another rebound. This one off the mark for Kyle Spalding. Ball out of bounds and back to Delhi. Unitigo got four chances on that possession, but just could not put it home. Great offensive rebounding on that possession by the Spartans. as both teams again will go to the bench and putting in some fresh legs. 4:15 to go, second quarter. 17-12 is the score. Unitigo on top of visiting Delhi. And here is Connor Gioppi, brings the ball up the floor, passes one back here for Max Hulbert. He gets to half court, had it knocked away by Winchester, but possession will stay with Delhi as it goes out of bounds right in front of the scorer's table. Delhi going left to right here. They bring it up over the half-court line. Now Cantwell has it for the Bulldogs. Gets it to the foul line area. Now to Gioppi, drives all the way to the hoop, tries to go up, and he's fouled by Jared Jones. Jones not happy with the call, but either way, Connor Gioppi will head to the charity stripe. With 3:56 to go, second quarter, it's 17-12, Unitigo on top. It was a 12-11 contest at the end of the first quarter with Delhi leading. They have not scored a basket here in the second quarter. Gioppi breaks that streak and puts it home. He now has 2 points on the night here. Makes it 17-13. Unitigo on top of visiting Delhi. Second shot here for Gioppi is up and good. Nothing but net there, so some solid free throw shooting there for Delhi. It's 17-14, a three-point ball game. Here's Winchester, a little drive all the way to the hoop, up and good. Tanner Winchester finally gets his first 2 points of the night on a very nice dribble drive there, and it's 19-14. Now a steal for Unitigo, back the other way. Spalding puts it up, no good. Winchester the follow, and it's in. Tanner Winchester with four straight points. Timeout for Delhi as Unitigo has stretched it out to a seven-point game. Unitigo 21, Delhi 14. 3:35 to go, second quarter. We'll take a quick break. I'm Nate Lowe, and you're listening to live high school basketball tonight on CDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, Service and Rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. Nate Law with you here tonight on WCDO. Also, thanks for joining us on WCDOsports.com, our web stream courtesy of SFCU. At SFCU, it's all about you. Live tonight from Unitigo High School, boys MAC action. One thing to keep an eye on here, Unitigo has 7 fouls. Delhi with 6. This is a pretty tightly officiated game, so foul shots are going to be key. 3:35 to go before the half, and Unitigo leads 21-14. Delhi with the ball, trying to get on a little run here. They've only scored 2 points in the second quarter as they work it around against this man-to-man defense here for Unitigo. They've stuck in that all night. It's worked really well. Back out for Dennison. A long three for Delhi. Off the mark, no good, and it hits off the rim and up off the top of the backboard. Out of bounds, technically. And the ball goes back to Unitigo. Looks like Delhi might bring in a little bit of a press here, and now they look to just back it off, just kind of showing a little bit, making it a little more difficult for Unitigo to bring it up the floor. Winchester with the dribble drive, and he's fouled. And so this will be the 7th team foul on Delhi, so Winchester's going to go to the line to shoot 1-1. Winchester had a tough start to the night, although he was doing all the other little things, rebounding, we talked about it before, running the break. And he scored 4 straight points right before that Delhi timeout, before our last break. Looks to add to it here, averaging 21 points a game. Senior steps to the line here with 3:06 to go, second quarter. Winchester's first shot off the mark, no good. So he's 0-for-3 from the line tonight. That's usually a spot he's very solid. Delhi back the other way. A shot is blocked away by Jared Jones. And it's a foul on the play as Max Herbert went up for the layup. And it looked like a little bit of contact there, but Jones certainly got a lot of the ball, too. Really tough call. Zebra Cruz saying it was a foul. That's going to be the second foul here on Jared Jones, so he's going to have to be careful. 2:59 to go in this second quarter. Delhi to the line, and missing the first shot here is the sophomore guard, standing 5'7", Max Herbert. Steps up for the second shot here. Delhi only with 2 points so far in the second quarter, looking to add to it here. Second shot is in and good. So Max Herbert makes that second one, and it's 21-15 with 2:55 to go, second quarter. Unitego with the ball going right to left. Dribble drive here for Spalding, up and good. Kyle Spalding with a team and game-high 8 points to lead the way here. The junior guard for Unitego gives the Spartans a 23-15 lead. Top of the key now for Delhi. Here is Dennison. Dennison, little 20-foot jumper here off the back rim. No good from the right side. Ripping down the rebound here is Delhi's Nate Kraft, but lost it off his fingertips right on the baseline. Ball goes back to Unitego. 2:31 to go, second quarter. Unitego on top, 23-15. And Jared Smith will inbound the ball here to Tanner Winchester, who has 4 points tonight for Unitego. Back to Jared Smith. Gets the half court. Pass is knocked away. Here comes Delhi in transition. Here's Giappi. Stops, pops, misses the layup, though. Winchester was out of bounds as the ball came right to him for the rebound. And he just had that left foot still on the line. So possession back to Delhi. 23-15 is the score. Unitego on top with 2:17 to go before halftime. And you're going to want to make sure to stay tuned for our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. And here is Delhi looking to work the ball around into the near side for Nate Dennison. Dennison now for Connor Giappi. Closely guarded by Dawson Wilsey. Reed and Wilsey, the two freshmen for Unitego, playing some big minutes here tonight in this contest. Ball is loose now on the floor. Comes down, and we're going to have a foul on the play with 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. And this is going to be a foul here on Delhi with 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. And we'll see who gets to shoot these foul shots. It will be Jared Jones. Jones was going for the rebound there before he was fouled. And when we come back, Jared Jones will go to the foul line. Delhi wants another timeout to talk things over. They trail on the road 23-15 with 2 minutes to go, second quarter. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry, from minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business. For professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Jared Jones at the line for Unitego nails his first shot. Now getting ready for the second shot, up and good. So two big foul shots there from Jared Jones of Unitego. And the Spartans have their biggest lead of the night, 25-15 with 1:55 to go, second quarter. Good solid first half, and I really think this man-to-man defense has helped out the Spartans quite a bit. Ball loose on the floor as Delhi going left to right, tries to get it into the right corner, and again, good defense, stolen away here by Kyle Spalding. Unitego back the other way. They try a pass right into the paint there from Spalding, and Delhi will steal it right back. Getting it down in low, up and good for Brandon Leon. He now has 6 points for Delhi off the bench. 1:25 to go, second quarter. It's 25-17. Unitego back the other way. Spalding goes up. He misses the layup, but is fouled and will head to the charity stripe. So 1:25 to go, second quarter. Unitego on top, 25-17. Kyle Spalding with the game-high 8 points heads to the line to try to keep Unitego around this 8-to-10-point cushion. And so Spalding heads to the line. First shot is up and good for Kyle Spalding. He now has 9 points. Spalding waiting for the ball for the second shot. Gets it now up and good for Kyle Spalding. He now has 10 points. First player into double figures here tonight. Unitego holding on to that 10-point lead, 27-17 with a minute 20 to go, second quarter. Delhi gets it down low again to Leon, and the 6'4" reserve off the bench has 8 points, and it's 27-19 with 1:10 to go, second quarter. Delhi undefeated and state-ranked, putting up this unbeaten record here tonight on the road. And Unitego is giving them all they can handle. Here's Winchester with a shot left side, up and good. Winchester now with 6 points. And Unitego leads 29-19 with 50 seconds to go, second quarter. Winchester is draped all over Giappi here to the right side as Delhi goes left to right. Back outside here for Nate Dennison. Dennison outside the 3-point line, now kicks it down in low. And he's looking for Nate Kraft. Kraft back out to Dennison for three. This would be big off the front rim. No good. Ball loose on the floor in the paint. Delhi pulls it down. Nate Kraft the rebound. Misses the layup. And we'll have a foul there on the rebound with 27 seconds to go before the half. And Delhi trailing 29-19, but they'll have a chance to get some of it back here at the line as Max Hulbert will step to the line. So Delhi looking to work their way back into this contest, but they've gotten themselves in a little bit of a hole here and trying to work it out the best they can before the halftime break. So Hulbert to the line. First shot is up and good for him. He now has 2 points. 29-20 is the score. Unitigo on top. Led by 10 points from Kyle Spaulding here tonight. Huge effort from him in the first half for the Spartans. Second shot for Delhi is up and good for Hulbert. He now has 3 points on the night. 25 seconds to go. Unitigo leads 29-21 as we come up on the end of the second quarter here from Unitigo High School. Winchester for Spaulding in the right corner. Spaulding back for Winchester, down and low for Jared Smith, and he goes up, misses the rebound, couldn't get it to go. Now back the other way for Delhi with 5 seconds to go, trying to get off one last shot, but it's knocked away by Winchester at the last second. Unitigo fans not happy with the call, otherwise Winchester would have been off to the races and maybe could have gotten off a shot before the end of the second quarter here. 3 seconds left technically, and heading to the line again will be Max Hulbert. So this is a chance with the clock stopped for Delhi to try to get some extra points here to get back in the contest. They trail 29-21. And here is Hulbert. His first shot is up and good. So he has 4 points. So with some guys off the bench in Max Hulbert and Brandon Leon who have helped Delhi try to weather the storm here in this first half. Second shot is up, rattles around, no good. Winchester with the rebound, 3 seconds left. He'll chuck one full court. This one is just off the mark. Didn't have quite enough speed on that one. Looked like the distance was good, but it just died at the last second for a full court shot. So at the half, Unitigo leads undefeated Delhi 29-22. After trailing 12-11 at the end of the first, Unitigo with a nice second quarter effort there, led by Kyle Spaulding and Tanner Winchester and Jared Jones. So at the half, Unitigo leads 29-22. Make sure to stay tuned. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report, and we'll be right back to break everything down in this contest, and you're going to want to stay with us, folks. It's going to be a great second half. I'm Nate Lowell. Stay tuned for more. You're listening to Live High School Basketball tonight on WCDO.
This coming heating season, let Mirabito keep life affordable. Mirabito Energy Products offers customers easy-to-use payment plans designed to help you better manage the unknowns of the energy market. Whether it's for fuel oil or propane, ask us about prepayment options, price caps, and budget payment plans. You'll discover a payment plan option that's just right for your needs. This year, call Mirabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Mirabito.
Now is the perfect time to stop by Volkswagen Odeonda to check out the area's best selection of new and pre-owned VWs. Located on Route 23 Southside, VW Odeonda offers you the best in sales and service. General Manager Dave Smith and his staff invite you to stop by today or visit them online at VWOdeonda.com. Jetta, Passat, Tiguan, Beetle, CC, VW Odeonda has them all. Fantastic lease rates are available right now, too. VW Odeonda is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Halftime here at Unitego High School. Boys MAC action tonight, and Unitego leads undefeated Delhi 29-22. These are two of the top teams in the MAC. Delhi comes in with a record of 5-0. Unitego was 4-1 in the league. So somebody is coming out of here with a loss tonight, and both teams trying to make sure it's not them. Delhi wants to stay undefeated. Of course, Unitego wants to be the first team to knock off Delhi this year. Welcome into our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. And Mirabito Energy Products is delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. And let's quickly run through our stats here. I think really the big thing that stands out is Unitego outscores Delhi 18-10 in that second quarter. After the first quarter, Delhi led 12-11. Now it's 29-22, so really Unitego stepping up and starting to pull away. They were up for 10, up by 10 points for a majority there of that second quarter, so that was certainly huge for Unitego. Let's run through the scoring for Unitego. Kyle Spaulding, as I said, with a game-high 10 points so far. Tanner Winchester with 6. Delhi has really been draped all over him, but he's been finding little ways to do everything out there, from rebounding, steals, running the break, and he's finally getting his shot to go down too. Braden Beadle with 2, Dean Reed with 1, Derek Beams with 4, and Jared Jones with 6 here for Unitego. On the other side for Delhi, Ben Brannigan with 2, Max Hulbert with 4, Connor Gioffi with 3, Nate Kraft with 3, Brandon Leon with 8 points to lead the way for Delhi, and Matt Inst has 2 points. And if they can get Inst a little more involved, he has such a size advantage inside, that could certainly be good for visiting Delhi. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, wanted to talk a little bit about a situation that's going on over in Delhi that is a good story about the Delhi community and what they're doing to help out one of their own. So we'll tell that story when we come back. At the half, Unitego leads 29-22. I'm Nate Lowe, and you're listening to Live High School Basketball tonight on WCDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside and Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. 563-4311.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Law with you here at halftime at Unitego. And again, every time we're here, they're doing this half-court shot thing at Unitego. I've seen three guys make it from half-court here. That's really impressive. It's all a fundraiser for several clubs here at Unitego High School, so it's a great thing. And, boy, another one just hit the rim and almost went down. Yeah, I've seen three shots from half-court go down. Really cool here tonight at Unitego. At the half, it's the Spartans leading the visiting Delhi Bulldogs 29-22. And our halftime report is brought to you by Mirabito Energy Products. Call them today, 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Wanted to quickly tell you about a little story that's going on over in Delhi. A junior over there is Taylor Mossert. She's a soccer player as well as a basketball player, but she came down with Hodgkin's lymphoma. That's a cancer of the immune system and the lymph nodes, found out just the week before Christmas. The Delhi community has really rallied together. They've raised $5,000 from different clubs and businesses and local donors, And that's been really, really huge. And that money will all go to help pay for her medical bills as she's gone to one of the best cancer hospitals down in New York City. She's receiving treatment there. The prognosis is good. But last Friday, and I bring this in because it was a basketball portion of the story, they raised $1,800 at a basketball game last Friday night over in Delhi. They shaved the head of their superintendent, Jason Thompson, as well as two members of the Board of Education, as well as her brother, Taylor's brother, Trey Mossert, who we know from football season, heck of a player for the Delhi Bulldogs on the gridiron. And so that was really a big thing in the Delhi community. Of course, a lot of teams now, and it's great to see, are doing the coaches versus cancer games. But for Delhi this year, it really hit home because they were raising money for one of their own. And it was just a great thing to see. I mean, between the $5,000 raised in the community and just $1,800 in one night at that game, that's going to go a long way to help out Taylor and her recovery. And they're going to have a couple more fundraisers in case you might be interested in getting involved. They're going to call it A Day for Tay. This Saturday, the 17th, they're going to have a benefit dinner and silent auction at 7 p.m. at the Quarter Moon Cafe in Delhi. And then they're going to have a football-themed party and a 50-50 raffle at the Shire Pub and Restaurant from 9 until close. That's all over in Delhi. And just a day for Tay. What a great idea that is to help out Taylor Mossert, a junior over there at Delhi who came down with Hodgkin's lymphoma. If you want any more information, you might be interested in donating, please contact us at WCDO. You can ask for me. You can call us at 563-3588. I'll have some information there. You can also check out our WCDO Sports podcast next week. I'll put some more information in there on how you can donate, where to send a check to if you want to try to get involved. So just a great story from the Delhi community. And that's so, it's what's so great about the communities around here is when something happens, everybody comes together and helps to get the job done no matter what the situation is. All right, we'll take one last quick break. We'll come back. We'll start the second half. The Unitigo boys leading Delhi 29-22 here tonight. Delhi putting that undefeated record on the line here tonight, and the Spartans are trying to make them go down for the first time here this season. Bulldogs trying to claw their way back into the contest. I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned for more. You're listening to Live High School Basketball tonight on WCDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Sherino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Sherino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Sherino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at SherinoInsurance.com. Sherino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Started the second half here at Unitigo High School. Delhi taking on Unitigo. Delhi goes right to left to start off the second half there in the maroon uniforms, the white trim. Unitigo in the home whites with the green trim, and Unitigo leads 29-22. And a steal right off the bat here for Unitigo as they go left to right. And here is Jared Jones, passes down low to Winchester, a little alley-oop, up and good. Winchester now has 8 points, caught that ball midair, got the layup to go. And it's 31-22, good way to start the second half if you're a fan of the Unitigo Spartans. Here comes Ben Brannigan. He works it down low to Matt Ince. Turnaround shot up, no good. Gets his own rebound again. Misses. Got his own rebound again. This time he's fouled. Matt Ince. Two big rebounds. Two second chance opportunities. And he'll head to the line. Couldn't get the layup to go, though. About a minute into this third quarter here, Unitigo leads 31-22. It's been a tough shooting night for both sides. Unitigo just got it going a little bit more there in that second half. And now we're going to have a technical foul against Unitigo with 7:02 to go in this third quarter. It's going to be on head coach Cal Locke. And I think he must have just said a little something extra, perhaps, to one of the members of the Zebra crew. And he called it from the other side of the court. And so this is going to be some extra foul shots here for Matt Inst for Delhi. His first shot, he banks it in. They all count. And it's 31-23. So Inst now will take his second shot. Second shot is up, and this one off the back rim, no good. So Inst taking the two technical foul shots. Actually, no, those were the two foul shots for Inst from the foul, and now these will be the two technical foul shots. Excuse me there, folks. Alex Cantwell will step to the line. So it's going to be four straight foul shots here for Delhi, and Cantwell will put one home. And I think what Cal Locke was trying to say is it was a lot of tough calls in that first half going both ways. Just a lot of touchy fouls. Everybody had to be really careful out there. Second foul shot is up and good for Cantwell. So Delhi goes 3-for-4 from the line, both on the regular foul and the technical foul, and now it's 31-25. And I think Cal Locke was just saying, hey, let the guys play a little bit. It's going to be a physical game. It's Delhi-Unitigo. This is what it's all about, and I think the referees took a little exception there. So we're a minute into the third quarter, and it's 31-25. Delhi with the ball going right to left. They work it down and low. Connor Gioppi has his shot blocked, and here comes Unitigo back the other way with Derek Beams in transition. Finds Winchester. Winchester shadowed by two guys. Kicks it back to the far side. Back for Winchester. Pump fake on the three. Gets into the paint. Left-handed layup is up. Rolls around the rim. No good. Delhi with a rebound. They pull it down. This one off the backboard, though. Ball is out of bounds. Back to Unitigo. Boy, Nate Dennison got stuck in a tough spot there as he stole the ball away. He was actually underneath the Unitigo basket when he tried to throw it long. It hit the underside of the padding there of the backboard. Came down and went out of bounds. Bad break for Delhi. Unitigo leads by 6, 31-25. 6:30 to go, third quarter here from Unitigo High School. Here's Winchester for 3. Thought about popping it, instead gets it to Jones. Jones reverse layup, no good, and Inst will pull down a big rebound here for Delhi. And the Bulldogs will walk it up the floor. Unitigo still sticking with the man-to-man defense here to start the second half. 6:10 to go, third quarter. And now here's Beadle. Beadle on defense here, going up against Connor Gioppi. Ball down and low to Matt Inst, up and good, and Inst has 5 points on the night. Beadle played some solid defense, but they get the ball down to Matt Inst anyways. He puts it up and in, and now we got a ball game, folks. 31-27, 5:50 to go, third quarter. Unitigo leading Delhi. And here is Jared Jones, some tough man-to-man defense now. Here for Delhi as well, trying to make Unitigo run the man-to-man offense. And now a foul here on Delhi as Connor Gioppi going one-on-one with Tanner Winchester. Mano there. Ball will be out of bounds here in front of the Unitigo bench as the Spartans go left to right. Spalding will inbound it here. Spalding has a game-high 10 points for Unitigo. Gets the ball into the backcourt here for Beadle as Unitigo goes left to right. Tight man-to-man defense, very physical out here for Delhi. They pass it far side for Beadle. Unitigo with the ball. 5.5 to go, third quarter. Beadle with a dribble drive, shot no good. Jones looks to put it back up off the glass, no good. Delhi rips down a rebound. They throw it long, and it's wide open. They'll go for the layup, and then off the hands there of Alex Cantwell and out of bounds. Cantwell caught the ball, and he had about a two or three second cushion before he could put it up. Just lost it right off his hands and out of bounds. Nobody around him there, and he lost it. And that one will sting a little bit for the Bulldogs. Spartans back the other way and into the right corner here for Jared Jones. Jones puts on the brakes and has the ball stolen away, and again in transition. Here comes Delhi. Ben Brannigan up off the glass. No good. Everybody fighting for the rebound there, and we'll have a foul. This one will be on the floor. 4:59 to go, third quarter. Unitigo leads 31-27. Checking back into the game for Delhi is Nate Kraft. Coming out is Matt Inst. So Delhi getting a little bit of a rest here for Inst. Ball will remain with Delhi. Foul was on Tanner Winchester on that last play. So Delhi gets it in. Three ball from the corner. This would help off the mark. No good there for Nate Dennison. Back the other way for Unitigo as they go left to right. Here for Jones. Jones down the right wing. Crosses the timeline. Looks to set it up against the man-to-man here that Delhi has brought out in the second half after they were in a 2-3 for most of the first half. They get it down low to Beams. He goes up, can't get the layup, but is fouled. And Derek Beams will head to the line. So three fouls so far in the second half on Unitigo, and now two on Delhi. So we saw that it was a really tightly officiated game in the first half, and it looks like it's going to be that way for the rest of the night here. 4:41 to go, third quarter. Beams to the line, first shot up and good. Derek Beams now with 5 points on the night for Unitigo, and these foul shots are going to be huge tonight. 32-27 is the score. Beams trying to stretch that lead back out here for Unitigo midway through this third quarter. Beams to the line. Second shot is up and good. Nothing but net there for Derek Beams. Excellent foul shooting for the Spartans. Unitigo leads 33-27. 4:35 to go, third quarter. Both teams playing good man-to-man defense here, and they're meeting everybody right at half court and saying, bring it on. Ben Brannigan now will travel with the ball as he tried to bring it over the timeline. And Unitigo will pick it back up. Delhi looking to fall into a bit of a man-to-man press here, it looks like, with 4:29 to go third quarter. Unitigo gets the ball in with Jared Jones down the left wing. Jones with the ball, crosses half court, picks up his dribble, now gets it to Spalding, now for Winchester, right side. Winchester skips the zone, back for Jones, pump fake, dribble drive, shot is up off the front rim, no good, back for Spalding, his 10-footer off the mark, no good. Delhi back the other way, and a foul. 4:11 to go, third quarter. It's 33-27. Unitigo on top. And a foul there on the rebound. And that will be the first foul of the night on Kyle Spalding, who was chasing his own shot on that rebound. Good effort to try to follow the shot, but instead gets the foul. So Delhi trails 33-27. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. They get it down low, looking for Nate Kraft. Ball out of bounds, and back to Unitigo. So Delhi looks a little frustrated trying to run through their man-to-man tonight. They get about to that second option, and that's where things seem to be shutting down on their man-to-man offense. So Unitigo gets the ball into the backcourt for Tanner Winchester. Winchester brings it up over half court to the left side. He's going to dribble drive, and Winchester is fouled. And the foul's really starting to add up on both sides here for Delhi and Unitigo. 3:51 to go, third quarter. Ball will be out of bounds on the far side. So let's keep an eye on the foul situation here. Unitigo currently with 4, Delhi with 3. Ball in for Jared Jones into the backcourt, and a foul here on Delhi. And this is on Connor Gioffi. So now that's going to be 4 fouls on each side. And so the ball again will be out of bounds on that far side. Second foul on Gioffi for Unitigo. So Jones will look to inbounds. It gets it into the backcourt here for Tanner Winchester. And boy, if you're on either side here tonight, I think with the game being called this tightly, you got to try to get to the rim and get some more fouls, get to the line. That's where this game could be won on either side here tonight. To the far side, ball is loose in the corner. Here for Jared Smith. Smith can't hang on, down to the floor, and now we're going to have a foul on Smith. Lost the handle as he went down to try to tie things up there and get the possession arrow on the jump ball. Steady's called for the foul. So that's 5 team fouls now on Unitigo. So Delhi will inbound the ball as they go right to left. They'll bring it up with Nate Dennison. Dennison to Gioffi. Gioffi with 3 points tonight so far. Back the other way for Winchester. A steal for Unitigo. Up off the glass and good. And Winchester's into double figures. He's got 10 points. And Unitigo leads 35-27 with 3:10 to go, third quarter. And Delhi with the ball at half court. On the Spartans logo there as they look to set it up against the man-to-man. They pass it down and low. It's tipped, and possession will stay with Delhi. 3:01 to go, third quarter. But again, good active hands on defense for Unitigo as they hold on to this 35-27 lead. Delhi trying to get back into this contest here. They've made a couple of good runs to start the second half, but Unitigo has had an answer every time. Now Delhi gets it inside for Cody Brewster. His first shot of the night is up and good. So Brewster now with 2 points, and it's 35-29. Still a 6-point ball game. Unitigo on top, and here is Spalding. Gets into the lane. His shot up off the glass. No good. Gets his own rebound. He can't follow it up. Misses. Ball on the floor. Out of bounds and back to Delhi. So, boy, Unitigo with 2 good chances on that possession, but they can't get it to go. 2:42 to go, third quarter. It's 35-29. Unitigo leading Delhi. Delhi 5-0 in the MAC, 9-0 overall. They're ninth right now in the state in Class D. Unitigo has them on the ropes. Down into the paint. Shot here from Ben Brannigan is no good. Delhi picks up the rebound. They again get it down low. Shot is up for Ben Leon. No good. Brannigan comes in, flies in, gets another rebound, and finally Unitigo will steal it away. 3 opportunities there for Delhi, and again, they can't get it to go. So both teams struggling just to make the easy shots from 5 feet and in. Here's Beadle. He'll drive to the 10. Up and good for Braden Beadle, and he now has 4 points. Unitigo leads 37-29. Just a nice drive there from Beadle. Delhi getting it down in low here for Gioppi. Has his pocket picked by Winchester, and now we'll have a foul on Winchester as he went down onto the floor to try to make the steal. 1:53 to go, third quarter. It's 37-29. Unitigo on top. But Delhi will go to the line here with Connor Gioppi. Boy, you can tell. Good sportsmanship here tonight on both sides, but no love lost between these two teams. Good, solid, hard competition. And now Delhi is going to take a timeout. 1:53 to go, third quarter. Unitigo boys leading Delhi 37-29. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, Service and Rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. 1:50 to go here. Third quarter live tonight from Unitigo High School. I'm Nate Lowe. Unitigo leads 37-29 in a hotly contested game here tonight. And it's been tough. A lot of fouls on both sides here tonight. Some frustrations from both sides here tonight. Unitigo now with 7 fouls on the night. Delhi with 4. This is in the second half, excuse me. Winchester with 4 fouls. He just picked up another one. He's going to have to go to the bench, and that's certainly going to hurt the Spartans. So Delhi to the line here with Connor Gioppi. So Gioppi's first shot is up and good for Delhi. He now has 4 points. He averages 11. Boy, it would really help the Bulldogs if he could get it going. 37-30 is the score. 7-point ball game. Waiting for the second shot here from Gioppi. And this one's up and good. He has 5 points for Delhi. So 1:45 to go, third quarter. It's 37-31. Unitigo on top. Can they do it with Winchester on the bench? Ball is loose on the floor. And coming away is Jared Smith. Drives all the way to the hoop. No good. Couldn't get the right-handed layup to go. And now a travel on Delhi. As Brandon Leon came down with the rebound, lost his footing. And he fell over, and he gets called for the travel. 1:35 to go, third quarter. And both coaches are not happy with this officiating here tonight, and both of them are giving the referees an earful. Unitigo looking to get the ball in, and this one knocked away and right back out of bounds. Possession will stay with Unitigo with 1:33 to go, third quarter. Unitigo leads 37-31. Jared Jones will inbounds it. Passes back up top here for Beadle. Beadle to the near side for Kyle Spaulding, who has 10 points to lead Unitigo, as well as Tanner Winchester. Here is Spaulding, and into the right corner for Beams. Beams holding the ball up high, tries to get it down in low for Jared Jones, knocked away here by Delhi. Bulldogs trying to cut into this lead. They trail 37-31. 1:10 to go, third quarter. Now into the right corner for Gioppi. Thought about a 3-man-to-man defense here for Unitigo. They get the ball to Brannigan. Down in low. The layup is up and no good for Delhi. Brandon Leon couldn't get it to go. Unitigo comes away with the rebound. 50 seconds to go, third quarter. Unitigo on top, 37-31. Here's Jared Smith. Drives all the way to the bucket. Up and good. Jared Smith, a right-handed layup. His first 2 points of the night. Unitigo leads 39-31. Big bucket there for the Spartans. Delhi bringing the ball up the floor with 35 seconds to go, third quarter. And Unitigo holding on to this lead. Tightly contested game here between the Bulldogs and the Spartans. Here's Brannigan, down low to Ince, lost the handle. Unitigo looks to run and gun. Ahead for Spaulding. Layup is up, no good, and the ball is on the floor now. Unitigo will hold on. Jared Smith into the left corner. Long three ball here for Jared Jones is off the mark. And the Bulldogs will pull it down with 10 seconds to go. Can they get one last shot in the third quarter? Here's Brannigan. Brannigan back up top, finds Dennison, back out for Gioppi for three, off the mark, no good, and that's going to do it for the third quarter. 39-31, a very tightly contested third quarter, Unitego holding on to this lead. It's going to be an exciting fourth quarter. You're going to want to stay tuned. I'm Nate Lowe, and you're listening to Live High School Basketball here on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center for wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service? Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Start of the fourth quarter here, folks. Nate Lowell with you tonight on CDO, also on WCDOsports.com. 39-31, Unitego on top of Delhi. Delhi going right to left. They work it down low to Nate Kraft. His shot is up and no good, and that's been the tale here tonight for both sides. Missed layups and just physical play down low and a lot of fouls. Down and low for Unitego now as they go left to right. Another missed layup here for Beadle. Gets his own rebound, pulls it down, can't get the shot off before it's ripped away by Delhi. And Brannigan will bring it up the floor right to left. Crosses the timeline at half court. Some good man-to-man pressure, and that's been part of the reason here tonight. Both sides playing good man-to-man. Delhi gets it down low to Nate Kraft. Turnaround shot. Couldn't get it off before he was fouled, and now heading to the line will be Nate Kraft. So that's 18 fouls on Unitego, 4 on Delhi, and Kraft will head to the line. The 6'2" freshman stepping in here for the Bulldogs. First shot from Kraft is up and good. He now has 4 points off the bench here for the Bulldogs. Dawson Wilsey will come back into the game, this time for Derek Beams. And Tanner Winchester with 10 points tonight for Unitego. He's currently on the bench with 4 fouls. He's going to have to be very careful, and we'll see when Cal Locke decides to put him back in, head coach tonight for Unitego. 7:24 to go here, fourth quarter, 39-32, and Nate Kraft to the line for his second shot after making the first. Shot is up off the front rim, no good. Jared Smith with a rebound, and he is fouled. Jared Smith got in the lane and some good positioning there and up over the back. The foul on Nate Dennison of Delhi. 15th foul. And Delhi looking to bring the pressure with a little bit of man-to-man full court pressure. They'll steal it away. Connor Gioffi to the hoop. Can he get the layup? Yes, he will. Gets the layup and he'll look for the three-point play. Gioffi now with 7 points, and it's 39-34. Unitego on top, but Delhi looking to make a little run early in this fourth quarter. 7:17 to go. And so now, Gioffi will head to the line. That was a big play. They went with that man-to-man pressure on the full court. Gioffi was able to steal it, went right up for the layup and was fouled, and he got the shooter's touch on that one. Gioffi from the line, up and good. He now has 8 points, and it's a 39-35 ball game, and it's going to be a timeout here for Unitego. Cal Locke wants to talk things over. 7:15 to go, fourth quarter. Fans are into it here tonight at Unitego as the Spartans lead by 4 in the fourth quarter. I'm Nate Lowell. Stay tuned for more here on WCDO.
We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 7:10 to go here, fourth quarter. Live from Unitego High School tonight. Boys back action. 39-35. Unitego on top of Delhi. Delhi's 5-0 in the league. Unitego 4-1. Spalding brings the ball up the floor here for the Spartans. He's fouled as he got tripped. And this will be the sixth team foul on Delhi. Unitego with 9 in the second half. So we're almost at a point where both teams will be going to the line. And so now Unitego works the ball in from in front of their own bench, out of bounds. And Spalding will get it in, left side. Tries to get down low for a layup. He gets tied up. Let's see where the possession arrow goes. Stays with Unitego. So 6:55 to go, fourth quarter. Cody Brewster checking back into the game for Nate Kraft for Delhi. Tanner Winchester with 4 fouls still on the bench here for Unitego. When will they put him back in? I'd have to say he's going to have to sit another 2 minutes at least before Unitego can afford to put him back in and take that risk. And here is Unitego going left to right. They get the ball into the left wing outside the three-point line with Jared Jones. And now for Spalding. Back to Jones. Jones, a little 360 move. Shot is up off the mark. No good. Jones gets his own rebound and puts it home. Jared Jones with 8 points, and Unitego leads 41-35. 6:30 to go, fourth quarter. Delhi now going right to left in the maroon and the white trim. They get it to the far side, right wing. Dribble drive for Gioffi. He's fouled. And boy, these are some smart players here tonight. They know that if they go to the rim, the way the refs are calling the game tonight, they're going to have a chance to go to the line. And now if you're Delhi, you're going to go and shoot 2 every single time. That's the 10th team foul here on Unitego. So they are in the double bonus. And Gioffi to the line. He has 8 points and trying to make it 9, but it rims out. Free throws are going to be key down the stretch, especially for Delhi as they try to get back into this contest. So it remains 41-35. Unitego seems to be holding this 6-point margin. Gioffi's second shot is up off the mark. No good. So 2 misses there from Connor Gioffi. Rebound is live, and Kyle Spalding will come away here for Unitego. Spalding skips the pass over to Jared Jones, taps one off. Beadle for 3 off the mark, no good, and Delhi with a rebound. Coming forward and down the left wing, here's Gioffi. Works his way in, and we're going to have a charge against Delhi. Jared Jones steps up, sets his feet, and Gioffi gets called for the charge. 6:08 to go, fourth quarter. Nice play by Jones, and those are tough. Whether you get them or not, you got to sacrifice the body. He took the blow there, and it works out this time for Unitego. 7th team foul on Delhi. 3rd foul on Connor Gioffi. 6 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Unitego leads 41-35. Ball loose now at half court, knocked out of bounds. Possession remains with Unitego. Both fans fired up here tonight for Delhi and Unitego. What a great rivalry here it is. And so Jared Jones will inbound the ball here for the Spartans. Works it into the corner for Jared Smith. Back up top, still no sign of Winchester's. We hit 5:50 to go, fourth quarter, and now a foul on Delhi. Again, I think this is going to be on Gioffi. Yes, it is. That's his 4th. He has 8 points. Statistically, he's one of the leading scorers for Delhi, and now he has 4 fouls. And will Warren Kelly choose to sit him, or will they play him and roll the dice here for the next couple of minutes? He's somebody you want down the stretch if you're Delhi. 5:52 to go, fourth quarter. First shot is up and good for Jared Jones from the line. He hits it. He now has 9 points. 42-35. Spartans on top. Jones looking to go 2 for 2. Off the back iron, no good, but Jared Smith pulls down a rebound. Gets it back for Jared Jones. And he hands it off for Beadle. Beadle top of the key. Dribble drive it into the corner here for Dawson Wilsey. He tries to pass down low, and it's knocked away. Out of bounds, possession remains with Unitego. 5:40 to go, fourth quarter. It's 42-35. Unitego on top of Delhi. Spartans going left to right. They work it to the far side now for Spalding. Finds Dawson Wilsey. Dribble drive. Wilsey all the way to the 10. He's fouled. Got the right-handed layup to go off the back rim. Couldn't get it to fall, but he'll head to the line. Dawson Wilsey still looking for his first points tonight. The 5'10 freshman steps to the line. And that's going to be the fifth foul on Connor Gioppi as they come over and make the signal, and his night is done. So Nate Kraft will have to come in. That's three quick fouls there on Gioppi, all in the last, I'd say, 2 minutes here. And so that does not work out for Delhi. Their leading scorer is going to have to go to the bench with 5:29 to go in this fourth quarter. And Dawson Wilsey steps to the line for some big free throws. First shot is up, rims out, no good for Unitigo. 5.5 to go here in the final quarter. Great game here tonight between Unitigo and Delhi. Two of the top teams on the boys' side in the MAC. Second shot here for Wilsey is up, and he gets the shooter's roll on this one. Dawson Wilsey, his first point of the night. They all are big at this point. It's 43-35. Unitigo on top by 8. 5:20 to go, fourth quarter. Delhi going right to left. They'll have to do it without Connor Gioppi. Here's Nate Dennison. Dribble drive up and good. Nate Dennison, his first 2 points of the night. Those are big. That makes it 43-37 with 5:10 to go here, fourth quarter. And here's Spalding to the right side. Dribble drive for Spalding, picks it up for Jones. Kicks it back to the far side for Beadle. Pump fakes on the three, and he's fouled as he tried to split through two defenders. He got sandwiched, and we'll have a whistle. 4:59 to go, fourth quarter. It's 43-37, and Beadle will step to the line. That's the ninth team foul on Delhi. Unitigo already has 10. You know it's only a matter of time before Delhi picks up the 10th. Now Winchester's going to come back into the ball game, just like we suspected, with 4:59 to go, fourth quarter. He has four fouls. Wilsey will come to the bench, and now Delhi will take a timeout. So as I said, 5 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Unitigo on top, 43-37. I'm Nate Lowell. Stay tuned for more. You're listening to live high school basketball tonight here on CDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lowe with you live from Unitigo High School here tonight. Thanks for joining us on CDO. Also on WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. At SFCU, it's all about you. 4:59 to go, fourth quarter. It's 43-37. Unitigo boys on top of Delhi. Delhi undefeated coming into this game tonight. They're 9-0, 5-0 in the league. Unitigo is 4-1 in the league. They've been battle-tested. They really have tested themselves in non-league play, so they have some extra losses on their overall record, but might pay off in a game like this tonight down the stretch where you know it's going to be a tight one. So Beadle will step to the line here for Unitigo to shoot two. First shot is up and in for Braden Beadle. He now has 5 points. And again, we've seen Unitigo a couple times this year on CDO. Very balanced scoring happening again here tonight. Beadle's second shot is up, and he gets the roll to go, and he now has 6 points. Unitigo leads 45-37 with 4:55 to go, fourth quarter. Delhi brings the ball up the floor to the left side and into the left corner here for Nate Kraft. He drives all the way to the hole, up off the glass, and good. Nate Kraft with 6 points off the bench. The freshman doing a spectacular job here for the Delhi Bulldogs. Unitigo now going left to right. They bring the ball forward. Foul on Delhi. As there he is again. Nate Kraft just got a little overexcited. Was going for the steal. Collided with Braden Beadle. And Beadle will go right back to the charity stripe here for Unitigo. 45-39 is the score. 4:37 to go, fourth quarter. Beadle back to the line. And boy, on both sides, these free throws are going to be so huge the rest of the way in this contest. Beadle's first shot is up and gets it in. Boy, the gym was dead silent there for a second before Beadle let the ball go. Everybody holding their breath here as Unitigo leads 46-39. Beadle's second shot is up, and this one rims out. Delhi with the rebound with Nate Dennison. Dennison will walk it up the floor here for Delhi. Now he turns on the Jets. Dribble drive all the way. No good. Rebound for Kraft. Up and good. Nate Kraft with 8 points, and he's really come to play here in the second half. It's 46-41. Ball loose at half court. Delhi comes away. Winchester steals it right back for the Spartans. Outlet pass to Spalding. Up off the rim. No good. Had a wide open layup, and he missed it. So the score remains Unitigo 46, Delhi 41 with 4:05 to go in this fourth quarter. Delhi brings it forward across the timeline, outside the three-point line, down and low, now to Kraft, up off the glass, and he misses the layup, no good. Delhi picks up the rebound, though, to Brannigan. He comes inside, stolen away by Winchester, and here come the Spartans. They go left to right, looking to break it out. Ball is loose. Unitigo scoops it back up. Here's Jared Jones, and Jones is fouled. Tried to split two defenders. It was a reach-in on Brannigan, and Jared Jones will go to the line. 3:42 to go fourth quarter. It's almost comical, folks. Anytime somebody dribble drives to the basket here, the referees are calling a foul. So these players trying to take every advantage that they can to do that here. And that is the smart thing to do in a game like this. 46-41 is the score. Unitigo adds to it with Jared Jones. He's into double figures as he hits that first foul shot. Now Derek Beams will come back into the ball game, and Jared Smith will have a seat for Unitigo. Three guys in double figures tonight for Unitigo: Spalding, Winchester, and Jones all with 10. Here's Jones, second shot off the back rim, no good, and Brannigan rips down the rebound here. He got hit in the eye, though. And the referee will call a little injury timeout here to make sure that Brannigan is okay. He signals that he is. Nate Kraft will come to the bench here for Delhi, and Matt Inst will come back in. Big night for Nate Kraft, 8 points off the bench here tonight, and he had a couple of big layups in this fourth quarter that have kept Delhi in this game. 3:39 to go fourth quarter. Unitigo clinging to a 47-41 lead. Going to be a great finish here tonight on CDO. And here is Dennison. Dennison with the jumper. Now, no, dumps it down low for Inst. His turnaround shot no good. Beams pulls down the rebound, and he gets it to Winchester. Winchester playing with four fouls. He gets the half court. And now to the left side, Connor Gioppi. Delhi's leading scorer is already fouled out. Far side for Jones. Three ball from downtown, and it's good. Jared Jones now has 13. The pass was from Winchester. Delhi back the other way. They throw up a quick shot. No good, and we're going to have a foul on the rebound. So Jared Jones with a three ball from the far corner gives Unitigo a 50-41 lead, and now the fans not pleased. This is going to be a foul, I believe, on Tanner Winchester. Let's see. Yes, Winchester is going to be picked up on that foul, and he'll head to the bench. So Gioppi fouls out for Delhi. Winchester fouls out for Unitigo. And Matt Inst will go to the line. What happened? Winchester was on that far side, and he was trying to rip down a rebound against Matt Inst. And they just got him on that backside, saying he went up over the back. So Matt Inst makes the first foul shot. He has 6 points. And it's still an 8-point ball game. Unitigo ahead 50-42. So Winchester is done tonight with 10 points. Inst puts up the second shot. The line drive is good, and he now has 7. It's 50-43. 3 minutes to go, fourth quarter. And the Spartans are going to have to do it without Winchester. The Bulldogs are going to have to do it without Gioppi. There are two leading scorers on either side. Stolen away here by Delhi at half court. Here's Brannigan. And now for Nate Dennison. He drives in. His shot no good. Inst puts it up and in. And he's going to have a chance for a three-point play as he's fouled. Matt Inst now with 9 points. He looks to get to double figures. It's 50-45. He'll look to cut it to a four-point game. And boy, Matt Inst was fired up. He made that layup, and then he pointed over to the Delhi fans and said, "Let's go." And he was absolutely fired up. 6'2". 300 pounds, an excellent football player for the Bulldogs. And now Unitigo will take a timeout. It's a 5-point game. Delhi trying to cut it to a 4-point game. We'll see how that goes when we come back. 2:45 to go, fourth quarter. We'll take a break. I'm Nate Lowell. You're listening to live high school basketball here tonight on CDO.
Hotcake Night is back at the Sydney McDonald's every Tuesday from 5 until 7 p.m. Enjoy McDonald's famous hotcakes and get one free refill. And while you're there, check out McDonald's McCafe with coffee, cappuccinos, lattes, and mochas. Not to mention McDonald's tasty hot chocolate. Don't forget Hotcake Night every Tuesday from 5 until 7 p.m. with one free refill at McDonald's, Delaware Avenue in Sydney.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowe with you here on CDO. 2:45 to go, fourth quarter. Unitigo leads 50-45 here in boys MAC basketball action tonight. You know, normally I don't like to talk about the refereeing during a broadcast. It doesn't really have any effect on what I do. But tonight, boy, both teams in the double bonus here, and it's just crazy. Anytime they seem to go up and down the floor, there seems to be a foul on either end. It's a crazy one here tonight. sometimes you get these ball games, and boy, they sure are entertaining. And it's going to be really exciting to see who walks out of here tonight with the big win. So Matt Inst looking for a three-point play. He has 9 points, and this would cut it to a four-point game. Winchester is fouled out for Unitigo. Giaffi is fouled out for Delhi. And Inst is at the line. His shot is up. He gets the roll. Matt Inst now with 10 points. Unitigo leads 50-46. 2:40 to go, fourth quarter. Unitigo brings it up the floor, and now they're going to throw it away at half court. Delhi with a layup, up and good. Alex Cantwell stole the ball, got a left-handed layup. It's a two-point game, 50-48. Here's Jared Smith to half court, finds Spalding, and now Spalding is fouled. Spalding just made it over the timeline, and he's fouled by Matt Inst, and he will head to the line. And this is where this game is going to be decided, folks, is right at the foul line. We've seen that all night. 2:25 to go, fourth quarter. Give credit to Delhi. They've crawled out of that 10-point hole, and it's a two-point ball game. Unitigo leads 50-48. First shot is up for Spalding. Off the front rim, no good. Spalding getting ready for his second shot, looking to give Unitigo the three-point lead. They currently lead by two. Second shot is up again off the front rim, no good. Delhi comes down with a rebound. They'll have a chance to tie it up here or take the lead with 2:20 to go, fourth quarter. They work it right inside to Inst. He goes up. He's blocked away by Jared Jones. Inst wanted the foul there. He's not going to get it. And with 2:14 to go, fourth quarter, it's still a two-point lead for Unitigo, 50-48. Delhi will inbounds it underneath their own basket. And now Unitigo is going to take a timeout here with head coach Cal Locke. 2:14 to go, fourth quarter. Unitigo leads 50-48. What a great game we have on our hands here tonight, folks. Let's step away for 30 seconds. I'm Nate Lowell. You're listening to live high school basketball here tonight on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back here tonight on CDO. Also welcoming in all our listeners on WCDOsports.com. Glad to have you along, courtesy of SFCU. Listen here, folks. Here is the situation. 2:14 to go, fourth quarter. 50-48 is the score. Unitigo boys on top of Delhi here live tonight from Unitigo High School. Delhi is 9-0. They haven't been beaten yet this year. Unitigo in second place in the MAC at 4-1. Delhi is 5-0. And they're trying to give Delhi their first loss of the season here tonight. So Delhi inbounds the ball. They immediately go for a layup. Missed it there, and Unitigo comes away with the rebound. And a foul here on Delhi. Jared Smith got the rebound, and the foul will go on Nate Dennison as he tried to steal it away at the last second. And so Jared Smith will step to the line for two big free throws here for Unitigo with 2:08 to go. Again, if you're just joining us, leading scorers for both teams have fouled out. Tanner Winchester on the bench for Unitigo. Connor Giaffi for Delhi. He's out. So here's Smith to the line. His first shot off the front rim. No good. Foul shooting, a big part of this one here tonight. Both teams have gone through hot and cold streaks. Smith looking for his second foul shot. This one up, rattles out, no good. Still a two-point ball game. Delhi trailing 50-48. We come up on 2 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Down the right wing as Delhi goes right to left. They work it down low, tie ball game. Cody Brewster off the bench makes his second bucket of the night. It's 50-50 with 1:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Now here's Jared Jones. Unitigo's got to get it over half court, and they do. Here's Jared Smith. Drives, and he's fouled. Delhi fans not pleased with the call, and Ben Brannigan picks up the foul. 1:42 to go, and Jared Smith, who just missed two foul shots, is right back to the line. We are tied at 50. And I think both teams are just looking to get to the line at any opportunity they can. So here is Jared Smith to the line. shooting two for Unitego in this tie game. Late fourth quarter, first shot up, no good. Hit the back rim, hit the front rim, and rattled out. Even if Smith can get one of these, that would be huge at this junction of the ball game. Second shot up and no good. He airballed it, and out of bounds it goes back to Delhi. So Jared Smith can't get it to go, and it's still a 50-50 game. 1:40 to go, fourth quarter. Tie ball game, folks. This has been a fun one. Make sure to stay tuned for the finish here on CDO. Delhi going right to left, down the right wing, outside the three-point line. Good man-to-man defense here from Unitego. Inside for Delhi. Matt Ince up and good. Ince now with 12 points. Delhi with their first lead of the night, 52-50. 1:20 to go, fourth quarter. Unitego gets the ball to half court. Dribble drive up and good for Unitego. Kyle Spaulding now with 12 points. Got through the defense, slicing and dicing, and he ties it up at 52. 1:05 to go, fourth quarter, and Delhi will take a timeout. Wow, what a contest. Let's keep it right here this time, folks. 1:06 to go, fourth quarter. We are tied at 52. And boy, it's got to be tough to be Winchester for Unitego and Giaffe for Delhi. You're used to being out there. You're used to being the guy who has the ball in these situations, and now you're sitting on the bench. You fouled out, and you're helpless to help your team. But some of these other guys stepping up in the big moments. Matt Ince with 12 points here for Delhi, and he has really helped to lead the charge. He had that three-point play a couple minutes ago. Just got that last layup that gave Delhi the lead. But then a great play by Kyle Spaulding, who has a team-high 12 points, and just split two defenders who tried to sandwich him, and he had the right-handed layup to get up and go in for Unitego. Again, foul shooting is going to be key down the stretch. This is a tightly officiated ball game, and all those foul shots are going to count, and being smart with the ball. So we're tied at 52, 1:06 to go. Let's see if these coaches change anything. The man-to-man has been giving both sides fits here tonight. A lot of turnovers and a lot of plays in transition. Crowd on their feet here at Unitego. What a great atmosphere here tonight for high school hoops. 1:06 to go, fourth quarter. Delhi going right to left in the maroon away uniforms with the white trim. They get it here to Nate Dennison. He dribble drives up, no good. Ince with the rebound, and it's in. Matt Ince has 14 points now, and Delhi leads 54-52. Ball at half court, knocked away by Delhi, and they will hold on to possession. Down into the right wing corner. Bulldogs hold on to it now with 45 seconds to go. They lead by two. Unitego's got to look to get a turnover, or maybe they'll wait a little while and go for the foul. Let's see what happens. Delhi running through the offense. Jumper there, off the mark, no good. Unitego comes down with it. Almost a travel there against the Spartans. Delhi fans wanted it. They don't get it. Unitego and the home whites going left to right. Here's Jared Jones. Pull-up jumper, no good. Gets his own rebound with 20 seconds left. Jones tosses it up. Thought he was fouled. Doesn't get the call. Delhi throws it down the length of the court. Holding on to it. Here's Ince with the layup. Makes it and he's fouled. Matt Ince with 16 points is headed back to the charity stripe. 11 seconds left and Delhi's up by four. What a change in momentum. Jared Jones couldn't get it to go on the other end for Unitego. And Matt Ince makes them pay. He has a game-high 16 now. And Ince will step to the line. Unbelievable play there. With under 30 seconds to go by Delhi to steal that ball away. So they lead 56-52. Shot is up for Ince and good, and he has a game-high 17. Unitego brings it up the floor, but they trail 57-52. Here's Jones, throws up a three. This one off the mark, no good. Out of bounds, possession back to Delhi, and the Bulldogs are going to remain undefeated. They have come in to Unitego, and they're going to pull off a 57-52 win. They are fouled here with 1 second left, so the score could change. They're going to get some extra foul shots here from Max Holbert. Unitego had a 10-point lead, and they couldn't hold on here against a scrappy Bulldog squad. 1 second left, but Delhi is going to win here tonight. A hard-fought battle between these two teams. So Holbert will step to the line here. His first shot is up, rims out, no good. So it's still 57-52. But this game is in the books, folks, as Hulbert will step up for his second foul shot is in. And it's going to be a 58-52 final here tonight. Delhi comes back to defeat Unitigo. And they are one fired-up squad here at half court. A very tough loss here tonight for Unitigo. But a great contest. And if this is a preview of anything that is to come in the MAC playoffs, boy, folks, it's going to be a lot of fun there. So 58-52. Make sure to stay tuned for the postgame show. Delhi defeats Unitigo here tonight. Great atmosphere for high school basketball. Spartans losing on their home floor here to Delhi, but a great game. We'll be back with the postgame show. I'm Nate Lowe. You're listening to live high school basketball tonight on WCDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank mobile banking, you can download it. NBT Bank mobile banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. A tough loss here tonight for Unitigo, but a great ball game, 58-52. Delhi remains undefeated. They're 10-0. They are ranked ninth in New York State in Class D boys basketball right now. Their girls team is also ranked. They're undefeated, so it's a great winter over in Delhi in terms of basketball. Unitigo puts a scare into them tonight. Unitigo was up 10 in the third quarter, but really just a tightly officiated game here tonight. Connor Gioffi fouled out for Delhi, their leading scorer. Tanner Winchester fouled out with about 3 minutes left in the contest for Unitigo. That definitely hurt. Some other guys stepped up, but Delhi just at the end was able to put it away. Let's quickly run through our scoring summary here tonight. First for Unitigo, Jared Smith with 2 points. Kyle Spaulding with a team-high 12. Tanner Winchester finishes the night with 10. Braden Beadle with 7, Dean Reed with 1, Dawson Wilsey with 1, Derek Beams with 6, Jared Jones with 13 here tonight. Excuse me, so Jones with a team-high 13, and Spaulding chips in 12, Winchester with 10. So three guys in double figures. Great to see there for Unitigo. Other side for Delhi, Ben Brannigan with 2, Alex Cantwell with 4, Max Hulbert with 4, Nate Dennison with 2, Gioffi, Connor Gioffi finishes with 8, Nate Kraft with 8 off the bench. I thought he was huge. Cody Brewster with 4, Brandon Leon with 8, and Matt Inst with 17 points here tonight to lead the way here for the Delhi Bulldogs. So let's do our three awards as Delhi again wins 58-52 here tonight. We'll do our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award brought to you by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports and activities. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served their area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. We'll give that to Matt Inst tonight here for Delhi with 17 points, many of those in the second half, including down the stretch in the fourth quarter where he had 2 huge 3-point plays, and he was just a bear inside. He's 6'2", 300 pounds, heck of a football player as well. We know that from football season, and he got the job done here tonight as well. So he gets our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, Matt Inst, from Delhi. Let's do our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by NBT Mang Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years and proudly supporting local sports on WCDO. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. That award tonight will go to Jared Jones of Unitego. I thought he just did an excellent job here tonight. He had 13 points, but he did all the other little things out there that really certainly helped Unitego stay in this ball game. He hit a huge three-pointer over on that far side to continue to help Unitego keep the lead before Delhi really started to chip away. He had a couple of big block shots. I just thought he was all over the place, very active tonight. He will get our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award for tonight's game. Our ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award, of course, brought to you by ACCO Brands, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. We're going to give this award tonight to Tanner Winchester of Unitego. I know he gets these awards quite a bit. Great offensive player, but even though he fouled out of tonight's game, I thought he was huge when he was out there doing all the little things. It wasn't going his way tonight in terms of the referees, and he wasn't making some shots early in the contest, but he was doing the other little things. We talked about it during the broadcast. Ripped out a bunch of rebounds, made some great passes, got his teammates involved, and even though Unitego falls here tonight, we'll give that award to Tanner Winchester. I thought he played excellent tonight. Just frustrating sometimes when you're a player or a coach and you feel like the referees take things away from you. I think both sides would say that here tonight, that it was just a tightly officiated game and there wasn't much you could do either way. So certainly a tough pill to swallow here for Unitego tonight, but Tanner Winchester will get our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award here for tonight's game. So again, the final, Delhi defeats Unitego 58-52. They improve to 6-0 on the year, 10-0 overall, and that's just a huge win for Delhi here tonight. They seem to be able to find a way to win games. They were down on the road against Afton last week. They come back, they win that game, and they do it again here tonight against Unitego. But boy, this MAC schedule does not get any easier, that's for sure. Between Delhi, Unitego, Green, Sydney, and UV, those are the teams that are at the top right now for the boys. That is a tough road to go through. For whoever the champion ends up being, you're going to have to beat some big-time teams, that's for sure. All right, our next game will be tomorrow, Friday night, a doubleheader, Sydney at Afton. We'll have the girls' game at 6, we'll have the boys' game at 7:30. That's going to wrap up our week of 5 games in 4 days. How can you beat that? Great coverage here by CDO. We're glad to get out there and support all our local teams. Going into next week, I want to talk about the 20th. That's Tuesday. We'll be right back here at Unitego for Harpersville at the Unitego Girls. We hadn't seen the Lady Spartans yet. Wanted to make sure I came and got them in for a contest here. They'll be taking on Shelby Medovich and the Harpersville Hornets, who we saw go down in a very tight game to Sydney just 2 weeks ago. Again, our final tonight, Delhi wins 58-52 over Unitego. Thanks for joining us. Big thank you to Joe Gardner back in the WCDO studios. I'm Nate Lull. Have a great night from WCDO Sports.